Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. Always like to start off by letting everybody know we've been a part of this wonderful company called ASEA for the past 6 years. And, oh, what a wonderful ride it has been. And we're on the heels of just an amazing convention just about a month ago. And, guys, what I'm hearing just resounding away around the organization, all the places we're going right now, people are really starting to understand the power of the three-way / connect call and how it could truly impact your business. Now, there's a couple things I'm going to share, and tonight's going to be really fun because I'm going to open up the lines and have people share their perspective of what they learned either at convention or here recently, and maybe where they were resistant towards using a three-way call / connect call, where they felt like they could get it done themselves. But, guys, I will tell you, in our industry, third-party credibility is where it is. I mean, guys, I'm just going to tell you, you can live and die by the three-way call. Our success and all the recognition that people kind of throw our way when they see that we get these different recognition and things of that nature, it truly comes by being able to leverage other tool sets. It's almost like when y'all come to the Monday motivational call, this call right here, every single Monday, I always have somebody else on the call. There's certain times we're going to do our own training and things that, especially like tonight, but guys, really about 70% of the time, I'm going to have somebody else on the call, and that's leveraging third party. So as you build your business, let me tell you, and the third party, and there's ways that I believe that work the best way, and how I leverage a three-way call. Now, there's been Alan Noble and myself, Dana Robbins and myself. We were actually talking about this past week, which ways we like to use a three-way call, and then there's also some other ways that people like to use a three-way call. For myself, I like something to be set up beforehand. I like it when somebody has called, they've at least seen something. They've seen a video or they've gone to a meeting of some sort, and we've teed up the three-way call / connect call. Now, guys, I'll start using the term connect call because just with all languages, people can understand connect call. But I want to make sure when I come to do a connect call, it's always better when somebody's seen something already. Now, why is this? Because it is duplicatable. You don't put the person on the other end of the phone in a situation where they have to get right into it for me. But the person you're getting on the phone with, you're also, we're basically edifying what they've already just seen, and it's extremely duplicatable. Now, one way, and what I have found, I can remember when I was working with some people when I first got started in this industry, when people were going out and they'd introduce somebody, say, such as, let's say, Sherry Marshall. And they go up there and say, this is Sherry, and I want her to tell you more about the business. Well, does that work like that? Would that entice you to, I want to set you up a phone call with Sherry Marshall, who's been in this business for a couple of years? Or does it work better to say, I want to set you up, I'd like to set up a call for us after you've done with watching the video with one of the top leaders in the South Central United States who was able to retire in this business after working with us only a couple of years and had extreme success with the technology and the product. It's, you have to be able to tee up the person. You have to, and really it always works best if you can do it beforehand. You want to make sure when you set up the call, the three-way call, when you're setting them up, you don't go overboard. You want to say enough and not too much, but you definitely don't want to say too little. You also want to make sure that you're able to posture yourself in a situation. Now, guys, I'm telling you certain things that are just basic. And what I find is by way of building on a three-way, they're simple to do. They're also simple not to do. So as we do this, I want to start to do some interaction real quick and have some people come. I'm starting to hear a lot of great things and people getting a lot of great success by using this simple step in building your business. And let me tell you again, guys, this is what has helped me build my business to the top in two different companies and changed everything for me when I was having zero success when I first started this industry and when I learned the art of a three-way call and transferring credibility, because people can duplicate that. So right now, guys, I'm going to go ahead and open it up. If I need to call on you, I will, because I know several of you people on the call. What I need you to do is hit star 6 to come on to this side. Hit star 6, state your name, where you're calling in from. And, you can share from what you got from a convention to how you – and by way of when you heard the people training on three-way call, and after you started to implement how you started to change your business, or – even in the past several months or in the past couple of years, when you started to use this simple act for your business, how it started to change. So hit star 6, state your name where you're calling in from, we'll go and kick this thing off.
Donna Lynn from Argyle, Texas.
Donna Lynn, how's it going? Hey. It was good to see you this weekend.
Thank you. It was great seeing you, too. I just wanted to say that three-way calls are probably 99% of the reason that I took off running at the very not because I was good, but Jim is a master at three-way calls, and he's also a master at persistence, and bless his heart, he kept after me until he finally talked me into taking the product that I had sitting in the house, and then he did three-way calls with me every day, sometimes two or three a day. And before I had people that I was trying to connect, he was doing them with me for my belief. So that was valuable, and he taught me. So I do them with my people anytime I can get them on a three-way call, which is usually often, especially if you set up with the upline in advance and say, could we do a connect call at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? Because I know I've got a coffee shop appointment with somebody at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And get that lined up and then do a connect call or a Zoom. And they get in every time. I did one with a girl on Friday morning before we went to San Antonio. And I got back Saturday night, and she signed up two people in one night. So I know they work. They're awesome. So I'm a fan.
Awesome. Thank you, Donna. And Donna, I'm going to come back and talk about that with you just in more details, probably towards the end, to sell okay. Next week. I'm going to leverage you on that next week, what you just said. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh.
Who else? Hit star 6. Come on, state your name, where you're calling from. Yeah, if you're talking.
Spring Branch, Texas.
Is that Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey, Terry. I just wanted to tell you, thank you for letting me share the other day on Saturday. That was a great session, and I get fired up every time I hear you train. But I wanted to say that big decisions, I've been hearing this for years, big decisions are made at big events. And I'm so thankful I went this year, because it was, it just mind shifted for me to hear the three-way calls and to hear the impact that it had made on several people. One in specific was Ken Kelm, when he was sharing that he's got 38 years experience in network marketing, just came over to ASEA in the last less than 8 weeks at that time, had built the business to platinum, and he had done it by doing three-way calls, mainly with you and his sponsor, Leland Duck. And I just wanted to say that moved me. And so when I came home and I started doing some three-way calls, primarily with you, Terry, and seeing the effect it was having on the people, I've got two in specific people that I'd been talking to, got them on a three-way call with you, did some edifying of you, and then they are coming to the meeting tomorrow night here in San Antonio that we're having. And that's just quickly moving through the process and doing what I know needed to be done and just doing it, and it's working. People are seeing, getting a more positive impression of the business and being willing to move to the next step in the process. And so I'm just very thankful for Three Ways.
Awesome. And were you, was there a change with you since, I mean, have you always used Three Ways, or did something new?
I had not. No. Yeah. Thank you. No, I had not been doing Three Ways. And I don't know why. It's just not something I've been trying to do it on my own. And I see a much better way to do it and not rely on myself, but give them a bit of information, get out of my own way, and edify, leverage the three-way, and get them to the next step in seeing the business. So that is a much better way to do it.
Awesome. And I do want to throw credit where credit's due. I think also with Ken Kelm, I think I did one three-way with him, and he did so many with Leland. He said Leland couldn't even go to the bathroom. he's so much awesome. Thank you, Mike. Who else is out there? Hit star six.
Say your name. Terry Bailey, better known
as T. Bailey.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, I use three-way calls a lot, and I find that especially for relatives, it's almost impossible for me to tell them anything. And just getting that third party on the line, and they could repeat exactly what I said, and it just seems to stick with them, you know, and they kind of see the light. But if I tell them, it's just me, you know, I'm their brother or their cousin or whatever. And the other thing, too, I think the duplication part of it, like everybody's talked about, is huge because they can see that they don't have to be the expert. You do it as a
right.
team, and they can get somebody on the line, an upline, and do the same thing I'm doing in front of them. It's a lot easier when you don't have to be the expert yourself and think you
awesome.
Have to know everything before you get started.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, Terry. Guys, that's a pretty key point, what Terry just brought up, is the duplication, and people feel like they don't have to know everything. Have you ever felt like you needed to know more? Well, guys, let me tell you, that comes into the art of the three-way call. You learn by doing and getting people into the process, and your upline can help Taproot, which is a whole other topic of conversation. Who else is out there? Hit star six. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, it's Maureen. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dr. Hayes.
Hey, I love doing three ways. First of all, you know, just like Terry was saying before, if you're the expert, you know, you're going to put a glass ceiling on your business. You never want to be the expert. So even with my background, as tempting as it is, I love to bring other people in. You know, if it's something medical, I'll bring, you know, Jerry White on board. Of course, Terry, if it's anything with business, I bring you on board. And a lot of times I'll bring on Crossline or even Downline to share their ASEA stories with people. So, you know, I think it's really important to teach people from the very first time that you get them on the phone that they don't have to be the expert, that they don't need to know everything, that they've got a great ASEA family that they can use as resources. And you always want to be pointing at a tool. So I think three ways are key. Doesn't matter what level you are. Doesn't matter what your background is.
Awesome. Thanks, Maureen. You know, you're saying that. I use you for a three-way call. I'm also just the other day used Ashley Ulrey for a three-way call when you're talking about using Downline, Crossline, and not just Upline. That's awesome. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is out there at Star 6? Oh, I know there's a couple on this side. Who else was out there?
Hey, Terry. It's Pepper.
Hey, Pep.
I love three-way calls. I can't do three-way calls anymore because Brad said, no, I have to do connect calls now, no more three-ways. But no matter what you call it, it is the best way to get people interested in ASEA. And, you know, I don't know if she's on the call or not, but Jasmine and Christina and Thad, some of my new members this year, they have me on calls all day, every day, reaching out to their people, just adding that credibility. And I don't think at any time in our careers with ASEA we're ever going to be the expert. Just what Terry just said, that you – when you're talking to your people, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, they don't see you as an expert in health and wellness, perhaps. Even right. Maureen, you know, when she talks about, you know, she's got an extensive background that people would respect her, but she still uses other people to tell the story because it just lends that credibility. And, you know, I never sign somebody up with ASEA without putting them on the phone with somebody. And I think we were talking at our meeting last Thursday, our leadership meeting, that we all use each other. It doesn't matter if you've been in ASEA for 5 years or 5 months. If you have a story, it's important to share it. And just learning how to do that. Tonight we were doing a Zoom call with a new associate, and Thad got on the Zoom and told his story. And he, when we started talking about Connect calls, I was like, can you, you know, kind of share with Henry about the Connect call? And Thad was like, yeah. He said, I don't know enough about ASEA to talk about it, you know, intelligently yet. But I know that, you know, if I can put Pepper on the phone with somebody, that not only do, not only does my prospect or my friend hear a great, you know, a great explanation of ASEA, but also I'm learning while I'm making money. And I've been able to make enough money to pay not only for my product, but then some. So it's just a great way to, for at least new people, especially, you know, while you're first getting started, to connect them with somebody who knows a little bit more about the industry, a little bit more about the product, a little bit more about the benefits, and let them do the talking, and you just learn and listen.
Awesome. Love it, Pat. Thanks for sharing. Who else over here like to share?
Hey, Derek.
Hey,
hey, go ahead, Judy. Well, go back there. I know that's Jim. I can tell that voice. But go ahead, Judy.
All righty then. Well, hey, Terry, and I have to admit something that I'm really not very proud of here, but three-way calls have been extremely difficult for me. I've been doing this for 6 years. In my business, I'm still a silver. And when I left convention this year, I knew that was where what I was missing. And I'm really happy that we're calling them Connect calls now because it just sounds so much better. That's not the only reason, but now I know I can grow this business. And the ASEA family is huge. I use a lot of people from, you know, cross lines and upline and downline and everything. And the testimonies are absolutely fabulous. So I'm in, and I'm anxious to see, you know, what happens with my business after this, because I've just heard and seen way too much, and I've just been missing the boat thinking that I had to be the professional. Well, I mean, you know everything.
Sure. Awesome.
You know, so I think this is going to be pretty awesome. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, G. Thank you for sharing. Jim.
Yes, sir. Okay, here's the simplicity of this, Terry. I think a lot of times we miss how simple this is. We want the people we're talking to say, well, I can do that.
Yep.
Because if I'm the expert like I was, I had to be the expert. I never had any network marketing experience at all. I come in as an ex-stockbroker where I had to be the expert in the room. And you kept telling me, and I said, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's hard to admit that you do. But the key is that when I bring you on to talk to whoever, my sister, say, and you're the expert, I'm not, my sister's going to go, well, I can do that. I could have my friends talk to Terry. And that's the simplicity of what we have to understand. It's not that we don't know anything. It's that we don't want to put pressure on our friends that we're talking to where they feel like they have to be the expert and understand all the cellular stuff and all the other stuff, which typically flies over people's head. But when I finally figured that out, Terry, was when we went from what, bronze, you know, to diamond, when we finally said enough's enough, you know, I can't be the expert. I have to quit doing that and start using the tools. You know, that's where we started doing the in-home meeting. And then also another idea, Terry, and I've used multiple times, I've used the charge up call testimonial as a three-way call as well. When there's a really good one, I tell my team to let me know, and then I've used that multiple times as a three-way expert. So there's a lot of different ways to utilize the connect calls, but if you do want to grow, you do want to succeed, you have to do it. It's that simple.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Thank you, Jim. Hey, guys, a couple things have been brought up, or starting to hear, and I'm going to keep it going, and I'll open it back up. But even, you know, I've come across people, they bring up, I don't know how to close people. Well, guys, let me tell you something. You really shouldn't be closing your own people. Get them on a three-way call. You let your upline do that. We'll ask the question, and they'll put you at ease on some of the stuff. Sometimes people feel like they're too pushy. Don't worry about pass that off on a three-way call. We'll ask the right questions. We'll do the certain things to help push people through the process. And here's another thing. It's simple. And, guys, when you put down, and it's easier for you, what does that make it easier to do? It makes it easier for you to reach out to more people because you're not so nervous about certain stuff. And you should set up goals for yourself on the number of three-way calls you're going to do, like this week, let's say. Start putting a goal for yourself, because just by doing the process, moving people through the process will yield results. Now, results mean they might say no, which is fine, but let the process do the work, right? And by going through the process and the people that come in and get on a product, they will duplicate what? The process. That's leveraging three-way calls as part of it. Go ahead. Somebody else is about to share.
Hey, it's Jerry. Joe. How you doing?
Joe Furioso.
Leland, you want to go first or second?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. Well, one great thing, all this new information is so awesome from all these leaders. Thank you. One thing I didn't think I heard that's something Leland's actually talked about with me is with the conference call, a lot of times I was able to get someone to get a bigger package with the help of the person on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. Like somebody was only going to get, you know, a case and a couple Renew 28s, the smaller package, and then all of a sudden we got them up to the business pack just because, like, if I had Patrick on the phone with them, Patrick would start talking to him, well, if you're over 40 years old, it might be a good idea that, you know, you've lost a lot of redux production. Maybe it's a good idea to drink 8 ounces a day, so the business pack would give you enough. Or, you know, there was some reason that Patrick or Leland or somebody who helped me close the presentation that we could get them to a bigger package. So I didn't hear somebody mention that yet, and that's a really important one. So, awesome. And that's it. Otherwise, everybody else covered everything so far.
Joe, you're master, but you're always getting people on three ways now. And I want to transfer it back over to Leland. But guys, it's funny. You know, I've heard a couple of people bring up Leland when it comes to doing a three way, and this is truly no joke. If you're going to call to get a hold of somebody like Leland Duck, you have to get on his schedule because he's doing so many three ways. And people bring up how fast he's built this business. There's no secret to it. He's constantly on the phone. So, Leland.
Thank you, Terry. Maureen, Pepper, all of you tonight, everything you said is just spot on. And Joe, what you just said was one thing I was going to talk about is, you know, sometimes on a three-way call, you'll finish your call and pass it back over to the person that did the three-way with you. What I like to do, for example, I'm talking with Joe, put a guy on the phone, and I'm talking with this guy. I'll say, well, you know what? Now, taking some time to talk with you about the products and how they work and, you know, how much you might want to take and that sort of thing. But before you make your final decision, let me just encourage you from this side that the company talks about 15% of the people see results in a week, 50% in a month, but 90% in 90 days. So I say, think about that. What does that tell us? Our body does not get to where it is overnight, nor does it change overnight. And this is a preventative product. So you need to commit to 90 days, put this in your body for 90 days. And when you do, you're going to see some results. And so don't take it 1 week or 2 weeks and take a chance of missing out on something so big. But can I encourage you to think about coming in at a bigger package? And it's not that it matters to me, but it's going to matter for you later on because you're going to save money. You're going to come in, and we also get what we call loyalty reward points, which is free points toward free product. And if you come in at a bigger package versus coming in and buying them those, that same volume each month for three straight months, you're going to save money and you're going to be at a higher percentage for more free product. And so it doesn't matter to me so much. I just want to make sure that you understand that because what I don't want to happen is you to come back and say, why didn't somebody tell me this or explain it better? Because it is a much better deal for you. So get back with Joe. He's doing phenomenal with this. He's a great leader. He's changing lives all around. Just get back with him, and you all look at these packages closely and make that decision. But see, I just helped Joe close, and I asked for the guy to do it, not Joe if he's close with him or a friend or a family member. So I think that makes a big difference when you're closing, working as a team, is to you can't be an expert in your own hometown. You can't be an expert with your family. You just can't be. So if you'll turn that over to somebody else, you'll get much better results. But the other thing is, when you first get started, you aren't the expert. Even I'm not the expert. It's 2 years, going on 2 years on this thing. I still learn. When I go upline and have three-way calls done for me, I still hear things I'm learning from. So the longer somebody's been in, the more things they've heard, the more things they might say that you can continue to learn yourself. So I just encourage you to use your three-way calls, and I'll go a step further. Even your Zoom calls. Zoom calls sometimes are even a little more personal. So, you know, if they can see you, not just somebody they're talking to. So I love them both, and sometimes some prefer one over another. But the power of the three-way call is huge. I wouldn't have got into the business I was in before ASEA, and I wouldn't have got into this without that and with your help, Terry. So never give up on people. Be prepared to help them, and you know, the more that you humble yourself in front of them, then they're more able to do that when they start with their people, and you will duplicate much quicker. You cannot do it by yourself.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, Leland. I'm going to call on one more person I hadn't heard speak out, and that's Ashley Ulrey and John.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for me, Terry.
You hold on one sec, Stephen. You see, while they're coming on, you go ahead.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Leland. Do you always go upline to get help?
No, not at all. If you've got someone in your organization that knows the products, I'll give you as an example. And I'm glad you said that because it made me think of something else. A lot of times when I have an associate do a three-way call, I try to have them have multiple people that they can call. For example, if I have somebody that has high sugar levels, I'm going to put Stephen Lehrer on the phone with me because he's been through it as an individual. He knows all about it. He talks intelligently about it. So by putting him face-to-face with somebody that knows it is awesome. If I'm going to speak to some lady that runs a salon, I'm going to put him on the phone with Teresa and Tara, TNT. If I get somebody, you know, that has a business specialty and I'm talking to somebody that has that same specialty, it's great to pair them up because they see eye to eye much better and I see them come along much quicker when they can relate to each other. So, yeah, thank you, Stephen. That's excellent.
You're welcome. So, Terry, what I wanted to say is that, and by the way, all the comments that have been made are excellent. They don't need to be repeated by me, but I'll say, it doesn't matter if you call a three-way call or a connect call. Bottom line is this. You're bringing somebody else into the conversation, and whether it's a subject matter expert, and it could be like Leland said, if somebody's got a blood sugar disorder or a food addiction or something like that, then you connect them with somebody that's been through that and had a healing. There's nothing more powerful than that. But it might be an executive thing. I've done that for decades, selling technology. And again, treat that call in a similar format, but give it some special attention. I've got this executive that I want to add to this call because I think you could be really big at this. So you edify the person that's going to come on, and that person's going to toss it back to you in the same manner, saying, listen, you're in great hands with this guy right here. Stephen Lehrer can do great things. There's a third reason to have, or a third type of call to have.
whether it's subject matter expert or an executive that you're going to introduce somebody to, say, and let them know, you can immediately be connected to the top people in this company. And that is just to let them feel better about having another voice that's speaking, because if the same person talks the whole time, it kind of drones on, and the person will, their psychology in it, they just kind of fade away in their interest. So having that back and forth is so important. But here's me being confessional and saying this. I've done way more three-way calls for Leland than he's done for me. Now, Leland does three-way calls all day long, and that's not the reason why he's not doing them for me. I have to ask for them. I have to be willing to let go and let him help me. Because, you know, when I ask him, he does it. But the final point I want to make is this. I've had to take inventory and look backwards on everybody that I've enrolled. And I look at the ones that are still active, the ones that are growing, and those are the ones that I use the three-way call process for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. There's a lot of psychology in that, and I'm not going to go through it because I think you've already heard most of the reasons for that. But I look at the ones where I did the whole thing by myself, and those are the ones that I did all the work, all the heavy lifting myself, and then they probably are thinking, well, I can't do that, or if I have to do that, I'll never have success. Anyways, I'll let it go with that and just say thank you, Leland, for being there when I need you and not getting mad at me when I don't need you.
Thank you, Stephen. And on Ashley, if you popped on. You have to hit star six if you're all talking to you and John. I know John's
hey, Terry, it's Patrick. I want to get on that, too.
Hey, Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I want to cut in on him. But no, I mean, that's the one thing. It's like when you look at this, and you analyze what works, what doesn't work. And you may, if you've got the ability to be able to speak about it from every level, so from the business side, from the medical side, from the hypothetical side of what if, you know, if I did this, what's this, and you've got enough experience in it and you can kind of put the pieces together with it, you know, it still doesn't matter. That's one thing that, you know, I'm fortunate that I've got, you know, kind of the backside with the medical and also, you know, with the business side of it. But the one thing I found is it's like what's been resonated throughout the conversation tonight. That doesn't matter. You can cover every base. You can tell them 100% with conviction where what it is, how it works, why it's going to work, you know, how much money they can make, all these different variables. But that there's no real true value that you're bringing without having a third party. It's just like someone listening to someone and they're hearing everything that's coming out. But it's not really just, it's not embedding in their brain. And that's the one thing. If you start hearing one person, two people, three people talking about something, then you're far more convicted because you realize it's not just you and it's not just you analyzing this. Many other people have analyzed this and a lot of other people have got involved with it. So you start feeling like, well, maybe this is just my skepticism kind of stepping in here. And if everyone else is getting a result and everyone else is getting this type of money and everyone else going down that psychology line, and it helps them be convicted short term and long term, like's been mentioned tonight. And so I had to do that myself. I mean, I know people, they know me. I call them on the business side, if I call them on the medical side, and I can answer every question. But that it really lacks relevance unless I bring you or Leland or Jerry or someone else in, or even anyone else that has, like Stephen with glucose, in any certain specific area. When you bring it in, your results, in my opinion, will triple at minimum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so critical to see that type of growth and just from a very, very simple step. And then the last thing is a lot of people say that's not natural. It doesn't feel natural. I don't know how to, you know, get it in there comfortably. It's like, think about it. When you learn to walk, that didn't feel natural. When you learn to ride a bicycle, that didn't feel natural either. But guess what? You can walk, you can ride a bicycle, you can do a three-way call. And I guarantee you, you're going to find a lot of reward in doing it.
Awesome. Thanks, Patrick. And then Ashley Orey.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now, hey, by the way, I got to say, because I think it's brought up by Lena. Well, everybody's kind of touching a lot of this stuff. But I will say I did match the hatch, and I'll do a lot of different three ways. I do a lot of three ways and leverage a lot of three ways, always have. And not always do I match the hatch. I just want to get the story across, but I did match the hatch the other day with Ashley, and she actually knocked it out of the park with a good friend of ours who was checking out to see us. So thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome, Terry. I can just reiterate really what everyone else is saying. You know, the power of a Connect call, and I said this at convention when we spoke in the breakout session, but we are not the experts. When you call me for your three-way call, I was the expert for you. And I don't use Connect calls just to share the product with people. I use Connect calls for the business aspect as well. You know, I used you the week before last for a business Connect call. I have some business builders coming on board. They're ready to rock and roll, and who better to call than the business builder of the year to share how to do that, right? But really, there's Connect calls are used in all different ways and for all different aspects of our ASEA adventure. And I can share the product, and my testimony can move somebody, but hearing it from that third-party credibility, even like Leland said, you know, like Tara Teresa, if I have somebody that works in a salon, or, I mean, at convention, Chuck and Tammy Gates used me for some friends of theirs that are in their organization that are realtors. And those realtors wanted to call me and talk to me about how I share it being a realtor in my community of not crossing that barrier line between the client and sharing ASEA with them. You know, so you just have to find people that connect with the other people and leverage them. I think that's the biggest aspect. And, I mean, it was just said, it's not always comfortable, but the more you do it, the more comfortable you get and the more success you're going to gain and your business is going to launch itself off.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, Ashley. Hey, guys, this has been a fantastic call. As y'all could tell, we've kind of gone a little bit long, but it's always exciting to have calls where people start to participate. And I love, or when we're in the middle of something, when people are having all these ahas across the organization, across the country, across the world, and start to use a simple tool to build their business, the Connect call. And, guys, everything's starting to light up. It starts to put people at ease. People start to take off. There's one other way you can leverage this is a Connect call is also to welcome people to the team. You can do a three-way call just to welcome to the team. And another thing, if you are on the three-way call doing it, don't make these three-way calls longer than 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes there might be some discussion back and forth. But remember what Jim Gwynn had brought up, I can do that. Remember when that was said, people are looking at how they're going to fit this into their process. We want to make sure we keep these things short, sweet, and to the point, and that we're moving this to the next level. So, guys, fantastic job tonight. Appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I know there's a lot more people wanted to get in, and we'll definitely be doing these calls more often. So, guys, have a fantastic ASEA week. Make sure you get your people to Alan Noble's Discover ASEA on Thursday night, 8 o'clock Central. At discoverasea.com, and what better place to do a three-way is after that. So you can call with some of your upline or some business partners with you, calling some of your people to follow up with them after the Discover ASEA. So, guys, get great success from that. Get people on that. Y'all have a great night. See you, guys.